Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Tropical Depression Imelda dumping heavy rain on Texas. We've got the story.
I'm Rodney Price. The Sedgwick County Commission votes on a group home proposal. I'll have that story coming up.
Governor Kelly recognizes Kansas volunteers who helped with Hurricane Dorian. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Moisture from the tropical system well off to our southeast is going to be moving into eastern Kansas by late tomorrow night and Saturday, and that will change our dry pattern to a wet one for the weekend. Our full forecast is coming up.
As what's left of Tropical Storm Imelda dumps rain on much of southeast Texas, the streets of Galveston are flooded with enough water to leave drivers stranded. John Adeletta had to wade in foot high water, helping his girlfriend in her stalled car.
I did a lot of screaming in my car to get out all the anger before I saw my girlfriend, because I know she would need me to smile.
The severe weather could ultimately bring 2 feet of rain to parts of Texas over the next few days. One person suffered critical injuries in a motorcycle crash in Butler County overnight. The accident happened at Southeast 210th Street and Coal Creek Road, east of Douglas. Motorcycle was reportedly the only vehicle involved. A man has died after his car collided with a truck and then landed in a pond in northwest Sedgwick County Tuesday night. 58-year-old Clifford Bliss of Sedgwick was submerged in the pond before he was pulled out by firefighters. He later died at a hospital. The driver of the truck, 37-year-old Jeffrey Dirks of Halstead, was not injured. Investigators say Bliss ran a stop sign at 167th Street West and 109th Street North. Sedgwick County Commission has heard another request for a group home for foster children in the southern part of the county.
The commission originally heard the request on July 17th, and it was returned to the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission for more study. The home in the 8300 block of South Hydraulic would house 6 children. The commission heard public comments both for and against the proposal.
I ask that you, county commissioners, approve this conditional use request and help put some family structure and care into the lives of 2 more young people in Sedgwick County.
I'm begging you. We can't get the issue of the water resolved out there. We don't want the rezoning out there either.
In the end, the board voted 3-2 to deny the conditional use permit for the group home. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Governor Laura Kelly thanked her first responders from Kansas who helped with hurricane recovery efforts on the East Coast.
Volunteers from around the state provided aid and medical care to people impacted by Hurricane Dorian. Red Cross volunteer Gary Conner tells KSN News he rode out the storm with a family at a shelter in North Carolina.
We made sure everybody was okay. You know, we put them up in a motel for the night, and financially, we gave them a little money just to try to get back on their feet and get adjusted.
The Red Cross now says volunteers are on standby in case they're needed to help with flooding relief in Texas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump was touting the effectiveness of newly constructed barriers as he toured the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
The final stop of his 3-day trip out west, President Trump toured a new section of the border wall south of San Diego, boasting that it, quote, can't be climbed, and saying the federal government had 20 skilled mountain climbers try and scale the structure, but they were unsuccessful. The president also pointed out the wall is built of concrete and rebar, making it tough to cut through or knock over, and that it retains heat.
You won't be able to touch it. You can fry an egg on that wall. It's very, very hot.
Meantime, critics continue to say that new wall construction is scarce. When asked why Mexico isn't paying for the wall, the president dodged, saying Mexico is paying for troops to stem the flow of migrants.
The president and his administration have said they plan on building between 450 and 500 miles of fencing along the nearly 2,000-mile-long border by the end of 2020. A civilian employee for the Barton County Sheriff's Office has been charged with rape. Barton County Attorney Levi Morris says 64-year-old Jimmy Hapes of Great Bend was charged Wednesday after he turned himself in to county officials. Hapes is a civil process server for the Sheriff's Office. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this morning we've got some news in sports. Wichita State volleyball, a big weekend coming up for them, and we'll line that out coming up in sports.
A shooting at a youth football game may have been brought on by an angry mother. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Kansas Congressman Ron Estes says Taiwan has signed letters of intent to buy billions in Kansas products. The $3.6 billion deal includes soybeans, wheat, corn, and beef. Estes says Taiwan's agricultural delegation will be in Kansas today. Companies that sell e-cigarettes have been accused of marketing to children. Now a new study shows teen vaping is on the rise.
More teens are using e-cigarettes. About 25% of high school seniors said they vaped nicotine in the previous month, up from about 21% the year before. That's according to a new study from the University of Michigan. Researchers surveyed more than 42,000 students across the country in grades 8, 10, and 12. It also found cigarette smoking declined in high school seniors from about 8% to 6%. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting at least 380 vaping-related illnesses, and at least 7 people have died. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
A shooting at a youth football game may have been brought on by an angry mother.
A man showed up to the game in Fort Worth with a gun and started pulling the trigger, hitting a woman in the leg and grazing a girl's back. Police say this guy was the son of 39-year-old Shanita Nicole Hawley, who called him to the game. She was arrested Monday night during a traffic stop, and now she's charged with making a terroristic threat. That's because witnesses heard her screaming that they were going to spray the crowd. The son has not been identified nor arrested. By the way, the players on the field for this football game, they were only 8 years old. John Saucier, Fox News.
It's less expensive to drive the Kansas Turnpike if you use a K-Tag than if you pay cash at the toll booth. Thanks to a new partnership, you can have the best of both worlds if you don't want to tie your travel to a credit card. Rachel Bell is with the Turnpike Authority.
We are partnering with a company called BankPass, and they will offer a toll sticker that is reloadable with cash at area retailers. The way the BankPass works is you will reload your account with cash, and then you'll receive text messages from BankPass that alerts you kind of as you go how much money you still have on your account.
Bell says retail locations have not been released yet. Now look at the forecast. Well, first let's do traffic. 8:11 here with Steve and Ted. Jed, I've forgotten you doing traffic twice this morning. I don't know what's
up. Yeah. I don't know. All right. Right now, watch for traffic slowdown. We're seeing this eastbound on Kellogg. Eastbound on Kellogg starting about West Street and going to the Central Business District. Didn't seem to be any accident causing this. It was just some very heavy traffic volumes, and things were starting to get pretty slow there. Traffic on 98.7 to 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear and warm start to the day in Wichita, it's going to be sunny and breezy, around 90 for the high this afternoon. Tonight, clouds increase as Gulf moisture comes in from the south, our low 68. And we could see a few thunderstorms on Friday with a high 82. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy. We've got a south wind at 3 miles per hour, 70 degrees, 7-0. Steve and Ted here, 8:12 on a Thursday morning. And today's a big day at Century 2. We've got the Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce exposure going on today. And Ted and I are going to be down there around the noon hour to man the booth, as we say. We were going to have our display there, and we're going to have people register for a pair of tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming up in December. So, hey, there's some excitement for you. We got a couple of guests this morning. Chelsea Dyer is with the Chamber of Commerce, and Kevin Stecklin's with the Cindio. Good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Good morning.
So are you both in the same place at the same time?
Yes, we are.
Now you got to figure out who's...
Wild thing.
Now you got to figure out who's going to answer which question. I'll let you figure that out. So give us the times, the hours, and whatnots. What's going on down there today?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're out at Century 2 Expo Hall from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. today. And there's tons of parking all around. We also have parking information on our website if anyone's curious about that. But we have a lot of stuff going on at Century 2 throughout the day. A lot of great opportunities to come out at any point in time.
Kevin, what does it cost to get in?
It's free.
Whoa, I like that.
Yep. It's business to business. So if you are a local professional and you'd like to come out and meet some other business owners and leaders in the community, it's a perfect opportunity. We've also got Wichita Baseball out here. So if you've got any, you know, opportunities to do business with them, it's a great chance to meet some of the guys over at that at their booth.
Talking about the Wichita Doodahs, right?
There you go.
Hey, Kevin, how long have you been coming to this event? I know it's a great event.
I've probably been coming to this event since 2007, and I've actually been on the committee for the event for about 10 years.
Well, and I'll tell you what, and it's always interesting to take a walk around down there and see all of the businesses and the opportunities and people leaving cards. This is like networking on steroids, isn't it?
It's a perfect day to network in Wichita. It's the only business event like this, and you can get a lot done in a short period of time with all the people that are going to be at Century 2 today.
What do you think, Chelsea? Is it going to be a good show?
Oh, absolutely. We have over 200 vendors from all different types of business industries. We've got, like Kevin said, Wichita Baseball is there. We have a dunk tank. We have a pickleball court. Tons of great prizes to win that our amazing businesses are giving away. One of those is a huge Wichita flag banner. So there really is so much going on, and, it's a great opportunity to network, and it's a great opportunity to have a lot of fun today.
Yeah, some time between 10 and 5 today, say you take a little break from work if you're working, and come down there and just walk around for a little bit. You'll see some interesting people and great information going on down there. So Ted and I are going to be down there about noontime today. So you and Chelsea need to stop by our booth and say hi, okay?
We will definitely do that.
All right. Thanks for being with us this morning. Chelsea Dyer with the Chamber of Commerce, Kevin Stecklin with Syndio, talking about the exposure today at Century 2 Exhibition Hall. And again, at our booth, you can register to win a pair of tickets to the Trans-Siberia Orchestra concert coming up at Interest in December. 8:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Today is September 19, 2019. On this date in 1970, the Mary Tyler Moore Show debuted on CBS TV, and it was a doggone good show, I got to tell you. And they had some spinoffs from the characters that were on there, basically about a young woman in Minneapolis who was part of the television newsroom there, and all the behind-the-scenes stuff that went on with the anchorman, Ted Knight, and Murray, and all of the people involved. It was a great series. It went on for several years, and like I said, several spinoffs series came out of that, the Mary Tyler Moore Show. The Sedgwick County Commission yesterday, of course, met, and you've been listening this morning and heard Rodney Price reporting for us on what they did, the main business. There was a sidebar that I thought was really interesting, and it was an annual update from Exploration Place.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, if you've never been there, you need to go. It's that beautiful, different, modern building right on the river downtown there. A 4% increase in facility attendance during the past year for Exploration Place, a total of 279,000. That ranks Exploration Place up there with one of the top visitor attractions in the entire state of Kansas, 279,000. Educational teams served 92,500 youth. That's a 7% increase. So the kids went down there and they learned something. Upcoming exhibits will include Wild Weather, Imaginate, and Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll.
Awesome.
Yeah. Work planned on the permanent exhibit called Heads Up Health. And next year will be the 20th anniversary of Exploration Place. And activities are planned throughout the year to celebrate. One of our reunions, not the last one, but the one before that, I think, we had our banquet, our final night banquet for our high school reunion there at Exploration Place. And we had about 150, 200 people there. And they accommodated us very well. And we had a great evening at Exploration Place. If you're looking for a venue,
I can recommend
that to you. If you got a meeting you're going to do, a lot of people, that might be the place to look. And, of course, if you got kids and you want to go someplace really interesting, they got hands-on exhibits, Exploration Place.
Yeah.
I really like that. It's 8:18. Make it coming up on 8:19. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for sports with Jed Chambers. Jed?
Well, last night we had the, or actually it was kind of an afternoon into evening game, the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. It was a surprisingly quiet affair offensively. Basically, well,
yeah.
This is a pitcher's duel. Went 11 innings because it ended scoreless after 9, and so went 11 innings, and finally Oakland wins it 1-0 there in the bottom of the 11th inning. So
yikes.
Oakland gets the 2 out of 3 in the series. The road trip continues tonight in Minnesota. The Royals start a 4-game series with the Twins, and you can hear that over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. So that's over on KFH. We've got high school football tonight. 2 area games here in the City League. Southeast is hosting North High, each team looking for their first win of the season. And in Andover tonight, the Trojans are looking for their first win against Eisenhower. Wichita State volleyball team scheduled to travel to Nebraska. They've got a pair of matches in the Creighton Blue Jay Classic today at 3 o'clock against number 15 Creighton. And then tomorrow, the Shockers face Wyoming. And they have a big one on Saturday. They actually go to Lincoln on Saturday to face the number 1 Cornhuskers.
So, there you go.
Yeah, that'll
Shocker
be a big
volleyball.
One. You Shocker
bet.
Volleyball.
Huge.
Big weekend.
Yeah.
Wichita State baseball playing this weekend. It's a fall exhibition game. They're going to be playing Nebraska, hosting Nebraska. And so you can catch that one. And that is Saturday at X Stadium. First pitch at 2 p.m. WSU versus Nebraska. And you can go out there and check out the Shockers under new head coach Eric Wedge and see how things are going for WSU. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
8:20 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. More information on Russian misinformation. That's coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Now let's talk some Kansas City Chiefs football, brought to you by Superior Rents Equipment Rental.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.